The maiden training under the e-crime project for 43 detectives across the country has taken off in Accra. The Criminal Investigations Department of the Ghana Police Service and the e-crime bureau are collaborating to equip police detectives with modern skills and the requisite knowledge to combat cyber and other electronic crimes. Speaking at the opening, the Acting Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Alhassan, called for a private-public partnership in curbing the current threat of sophisticated crimes. Cynthia Boateng has more.
The Criminal Investigations Department, CID, of the Ghana Police Service launched the e-crime project last year to build the capacity of detectives in cybercrime investigation and intelligence gathering. The acting IGP, Mohammed Alhassan, said there is an increase in sophisticated crime activities, which calls for rapid response to ensure tight security for people to go about businesses without fear. He said, in order for detectives to be proactive in crime fighting, training and knowledge acquisition is required. He therefore called on corporate societies, civil organizations and businesses to partner the police to curb the menace.
All over the world, and particularly in the developing world, has undergone tremendous growth, bringing about significant changes in the way of life of all of us. But the intended purpose of these technologies are sometimes turned into criminal opportunities, which facilitates the commission of complex crimes and other criminality. All of us as stakeholders should see it as a security threat, and we must fight it.
The founder and principal consultant of E-Crime Bureau, Albert Nchibosi, called for law enforcement institutions to effectively deal with the challenges of crime. He said prosecutors must also be given training on e-crime.
No contemporary law enforcement institution can effectively deal with the challenges of crime without the requisite knowledge and skills, without the capacity, without the technology to investigate technology-assisted crime. The trends of criminal offending in the last couple of years highlight an interesting fact. Computer systems are being used by criminals to generate fraudulent information and distance. As investigators, we've had experience with them in our daily engagement. So here we are talking of money laundering. Then we have cybercrime here as well.
The training program is in 5 modules. Participants will be taken through information and communication technology, internet technology for law enforcement, internet investigations, email forensics, among others.
Cynthia Boateng reporting.